always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where a woman burned to death on a subway train at the height of the holiday season. CBS New York's Naveen Dhaliwal.
Investigators say the suspect walked up to a woman who appeared to be sleeping while seated on an F train as it was pulling up to the station, and that person of interest, or that suspect, used a lighter to set her clothes on fire. And officers at the station smelled the smoke, and when they went to investigate, they saw the victim standing inside the subway car, engulfed in flames.
And police have detained a person of interest. If you're not done holiday shopping, you're running out of time. You're also not alone.
I've been thinking about finally getting down here and buying the gift physically for weeks now, and I've been at long last taking care of that.
But Sensormatic's Grant Gustafson says there's a good reason some may feel so far behind.
This year, there's actually only 26 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, compared to last year when there were 32.
The race to be home for Christmas kicks into high gear this week. Between now and January 1st, travel records could tumble. CBS's Elise Preston reports from a busy LAX.
Millions of Americans are heading home for what could be a record-breaking Christmas travel crunch.
It's going to take me 16 hours on the plane, plus 2 hours to drive.
Passengers packed major airports nationwide. TSA expects to screen nearly 40 million passengers from December 19th through January 2nd, a 6% increase from a year ago.
President-elect Donald Trump suggested to a crowd of supporters in Phoenix that the U.S. should retake the Panama Canal because it charges too much to allow U.S. naval ships to pass through. The president of Panama responded saying, quote, "Every square meter of the Panama Canal belongs to Panama and will continue belonging to Panama." A mother in Orlando says her young son had to undergo hours of emergency heart surgery after drones at a holiday light show fell down onto the crowd. Emily McLeod with CBS TV affiliate WKMG on the mishap.
Video shows what looks like hundreds of drones in a formation lit up red and green for the holidays. You can see several drones falling out of the sky and onto the ground.
Oh, no. I don't think they're supposed to be falling.
The FAA sent us a statement which says, in part, several small drones collided and fell into a crowd during a holiday drone show.
The boy's mother posted the message on and a photo of her son on Facebook saying the drone operators and the city will be held accountable. Feeling lucky ahead of the holidays? Maybe Santa will have some lotto tickets in his sleigh. The Mega Millions jackpot surged to $944 million over the weekend after no one won Friday night. The next drawing is Tuesday night. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Happy Saturday evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Just after 8 o'clock, the third hour of music here on Max Inc. Radio. Perfect time to order yourself a Doughboy's Pizza Pie right now, a family-owned restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. They're located on Madison's north side, delivery to the north, east, and downtown area. Just search for Doughboy's Pizza Madison online or give them a call right now, 608-467-3017. These guys got a big show coming up. We'll tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes. Let's kick the hour off with a double dip of the People Brothers Band. It's Trouble. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'm going
On Civic Media, we are local music, the People Brothers Band, and Kisses, Trouble before that. Both of those older songs
but both very, very good. And they're going to be playing a show on Saturday, December 28th at the Majestic Theater in Madison with Old Shoe and the Grasshoppers.
I love those names.
I don't know. I don't know Old Shoe.
I don't either.
The Grasshoppers, yeah. They've been around for a long time. I had the pleasure of interviewing the whole band, the Grasshoppers, like 12 people in that band, in my basement during the Jimmy K Show one year.
Oh, my goody. We were just talking about how we used to be just on the internet, Jimmy.
Yeah. And that was in his basement. Look at us now. You got to find that interview.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that would be fun.
That it's in the archives way in the deep of another computer.
Ah, that's too bad. Know.
We'll find it somewhere.
Okay. It's fun to talk about it, though.
The People Blurs band, though, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. They had a huge 2024 year. They released, they late 23, early 24, they released their latest album, Sisters and Brothers. They won a Mama or three.
Yeah. And you know where they're playing tonight?
Where are they tonight, Rocker?
At the First Avenue in Minneapolis with the Big Woo.
Oh, yeah. There's a good band. Big Woo.
Wow. For sure.
Yeah, so they're pretty good. They're pretty popular. They're kind of just finishing up a big string of shows. So this one coming up at the Majestic will be the last of a big string. And then next year, of course, festival season.
Yep.
Festival
season. Can't wait.
Absolutely.
My favorite time of the year.
Hope you're all having a festive evening. A happy solstice, everybody. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr doing it at original local music until midnight. We still got an hour before the Lair, Rocker. Who's coming up in the Lair?
Mm-hmm. Jimmy,
who's this guy over in the lobby hanging out looking at us?
Is he wearing an ugly sweater? Because we're going to be talking about the ugly sweater party at the High Noon Wheelhouse with special guest Lucas Cates and then Frank Martin Bush interview. And Frank Martin Bush and the Names have some shows coming up too for New Year's Eve. They'll be with VO5 over at the Concourse.
Beautiful.
That's going to be a good show. And then live in the Lair, Jeffrey James, he's here. He's sound checked. We're ready to go.
Sounds so
Max
good.
Inc. After Hours, 10 p.m. to midnight with Rob Roberts.
Don't forget, if you're tuning in late this evening, you can grab the podcast anytime at maxincradio.com or on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. And while you're there at civicmedia.us, be sure to grab the app because you need that on your phone.
Listen everywhere.
Listen everywhere you go. I've proven that fact. I've listened to Civic Media in St. Louis. I've listened to it in Los Angeles.
On the train?
Cool.
San Diego.
Nice.
So yeah, there you go. And I listened to it.
On a moving train.
On a moving train. I listened to Steffi Miller in Eastern Colorado somewhere heading until I lost internet, you know? Hey, you know what? So today is summer solstice, December 21st. We're off for the next 2 weeks here at Max Inc. Radio. We'll have some programming for you for next week and the week after. Happy New Year to all. But I was just kind of thinking back to the year that we've had here at Max Inc. Radio. Mm-hmm. And just take a moment, Rocker and Terry, think about the number of people that have come through this door and stood in front of that microphone to be our guest on a Saturday night.
Are we lucky? So lucky.
All the cool interviews, the great conversations, the live in the Lairs that we've had over the year. It's been a pretty awesome 2024 here on the radio for us.
Well, and you know what's interesting? Right after Jeffrey, who's coming up at 9, was all ready to go. He's all checked. And he said to Rocker and I, thank goodness you guys still do this because you have no idea what this means for musicians to be able to have this opportunity. And I said, you know, I tried to flip the script too because it means so much to all of us to have them.
Well, I think the one goes with the other.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And we're happy to do it. And I'm going to toot our own horn here maybe a little bit. Forgive me if that's wrong to do so, but I don't think anybody does it like we do. I mean, we pump out.
Yeah.
We tell you where the shows are. We play the music for you. We try to be comical and funny and enduring to you.
I like you said, try.
Well, you know,
we laugh at our own jokes, at least.
I don't know. I'm funny, okay?
Oh, stop.
So it's pretty cool.
Funny looking.
Thank you to all of you who listen to us every week. Yeah. You know, we appreciate that. I know there's a lot of you out there, even though you don't call or text us. That's cool. Yeah. We know you're out there listening. You know, we get the feedback and stuff, and we do appreciate that. And let's hope we can keep it rolling for 2025.
You got it.
I mean, we got big plans for 2025. We want you there with us. Last week, Terry, Gabe Berdulis.
Oh, and I missed it.
Was on the air. He called us.
I missed
from
it.
From the Gabe Berdulis hideaway, wherever that is, the undisclosed location. Mm-hmm. He's coming to town. You're going to go see him?
Yes.
I knew she would be fuming.
Oh, he's my little Gaby. That's what I always say. He's my Gaby. So I got to introduce him many years ago at Atwood Fest.
You're like mom.
I know. My little Gaby. Weird. It's weird, isn't it? And now he's grown up to be such a sweetheart and a rock star in his own right. Plays all over the country and the world with all these different bands. He's like a hired gun. He really is. He's amazing on guitar.
He collaborates with a lot of artists now down in Nashville.
He sure does. Yep.
It's going to be great to see Gabe. He's going to be, where's he going to be here? Where's it at here?
Gamma there Ray.
Thank you. The Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison on December 27th. What is that? Next Friday or
Friday,
next Saturday?
Friday, I think.
Friday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the All-Stars are going to be there. It's going to be a great show. Hope you're going to go out and see him. Tell him that we said hello if we don't do that first.
I will.
Shark Attack. It's Gabe Berdulis Trio. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just swimming in the deep and it's a little bit hard to see there. You got to hold your breath and sneak in. It's a really bad place. If you don't know what's underneath it, I've been tired, I'm treading too high. Am I not float? Why did I go so far? Am I sinking? Is it too late? What was I thinking? Why did I wait? I'm counting down to scream shark attack. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me calling? Now everybody's running, the water starts to get bloody. And I get to shore screaming out loud. For me, I need someone to save my life. Just this time, I should have looked at all the signs. Everyone said keep in mind, if you're swimming in the deep end, don't look back. Shark attack, can you hear me now? Can you hear me calling? So much to give on the way.
to the promised land. Now I'm back out on my own, back where I belong. And she's on to another man, just something to fill the void.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Ellison Bay there and Promised Land. That's a brand new, what is this, brand new song here, Rocker?
Yeah, it just came in. And we just interviewed John Schneider. Mm-hmm. He's with Baghdad Scuba Review. And this was the band that his, I believe it was his niece.
Yes.
Passed away. And she was like, please record music, you know. And so kind of in inspiration of her, mm-hmm. he recorded this and he created this, I guess, band. I don't know what you call it. Mm-hmm. Name, Ellison Bay.
Beautiful music. And in her honor
right.
in the end, which... And the interview is only, what, a couple of weeks ago. So you can find it and listen to the podcast of it. I'll reshare it, too, because... It was really a moving, emotional interview from him because of what he did after she told him, you better.
You
better make this music.
Please. He followed through.
He did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hope your evening is going well. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr with you. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Noah's Ark Pet Store here in Madison, 1289 North Sherman Avenue at Northgate Mall. They have cat and kitten adoptions, which I love. You can actually walk in and pet the kittens and make friends with them.
Kittens.
Just don't let them outside. Yet. Of course, Noah's Ark has your organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Noah's Ark Pet Center in Madison, 1289 North Sherman Avenue. Max Inc. Radio, also sponsored by Herbal Aspect here in Madison. Now three Madison locations on Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also buy online at herbalaspect.com.
All right, you got your ugly sweaters ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there is a big party, and it's an annual event, and there's going to be some great music. Imagine that goes with it. Uh-huh, heck yeah, it's Frank Martin Bush. He is going to be in next to give us all the details of this annual Wheelhouse Party. He'll be joining us right after 8:30. Don't miss it.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome. Mm-hmm. I need an ugly sweater. I need to buy
one.
You do. Automatic Lover. This is a band that was a highlight of 2024 for me.
I would say.
You can see them at the Burr Oak on January 23rd. They're playing with Play Machine. Here's their brand new one, Helena. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Y'all. listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
There was a man outside of Madison who wanted to move and had a lot to prove. He called the Aaron Weber Group at Compass, and after they helped and helped, he felt a kind of numbness because the Aaron Weber Group helped so quickly and they all had hearts two sizes too big. He had another idea, a wonderful idea. He decided to have Aaron Weber sell his old abode as well. And all because with over 240 Zillow reviews, it wouldn't be too long till he told the news of the Aaron Weber Group and Compass at movetomadison.com. You're a nice one, Mr. Weber.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tickets to every wild hockey game. I loved them more than anything, but she did not feel the same. Said we need to talk because we're not on the same page. She dumped my ass and made me pack my power hockey bag. Back home to Wisconsin where we don't have any chill. Bucks have been rebuilding and the crew puts me through hell. I wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. No hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. I drink to forget her, but I can't forget it all. I wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul.
I won't root for Minnesota, cause that would be a sin. Every time I hear that name, I think of her again. What I can't forgive is how she hung me out the dry. She's now sitting in our seats, it's in her eyes for that next guy. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. I drink to forget her, but I can't forget it all. I wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul.
If I was from Chicago, then the Hawks would be my team. If I was Galapagos, I'd take the Rangers or the Leafs. East Coast is too far, ain't those games at home TV. So I'm stuck here all alone with my CrossFit rivalry. Yeah.
San Francisco with her infidelity. The years go by, I hope she's getting fat, losing teeth. He is her Wayne Gretzky, I guess I'll go to hell. I'm still here without a team, and she can go to. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no one in St. Paul. I drink to forget her, but I can't forget it all. Wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. Wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music. That's Wheelhouse Hockey in Milwaukee. That's a fun song right there.
Oh, man.
And Rocker, we're going to learn about an ugly sweater party here. I can't wait.
We are, Jimmy. Wheelhouse is a nationally touring Americana and bluegrass-based band in Madison. After thousands of shows, touring, and five albums, the band is on hiatus most of the time, except for a few shows, including their annual ugly sweater party. And now it's in its 10th year.
10 years?
10 years.
10 years.
That's and as old as you, honey. His daughter is here, and she's so sweet.
Etta. Yes. And band leader Frank Martin Bush heads up his own office, the outfit these days of Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and they have a big show coming up New Year's Eve. Here in the studio to get us updated on the happenings of both these bands is singer and songwriter Frank Martin Bush. Frank, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And good evening to Etta, too.
Yes, Etta. Say hi, Etta.
Hi.
Oh, thanks, Etta.
Frank, you know, how did you get your start playing music? And you grew up in a musical family, right?
I did, yeah. My dad had a big band orchestra, and his dad was in a big band orchestra, and his dad was in a big band orchestra. And his dad before that
long line of
was
band
German,
orchestra.
And they were in an Oompa band. No, but yeah, when they came over from Germany, they brought the instruments, and they've been doing it forever. And when I was a kid, I was forced to play saxophone.
I played saxophone, too.
I was terrible at it. And I actually had to play in this big band a few times, but I would have faked most of it because I didn't know what I was doing.
I would have paid to see that,
actually. Oh, it was bad. But yeah, then in college, my roommate had a guitar because I quit. I played saxophone for like a few years in grade school, and I was like, I'm done. I hate this.
You didn't know how to play guitar back then?
No, not until college.
Serious?
Nope, didn't touch it. My roommate in college had one. I'm like, all right, teach me a chord. There's girls that keep walking by, and they keep looking at the guys playing guitar.
So oh, yeah.
He taught me a few chords, and I taught myself how to play.
That is incredible. Yeah. I love your style of the way you play guitar, and I know we've asked you about this so many times. It's so unique.
The claw hammer, yeah.
It's so cool, though.
I wanted to play like bluegrassy type country stuff by myself. I was writing these songs that had that 1/5 backbeat, so I would do the claw hammer type banjo, but on the guitar.
It works.
Thanks. Explain claw hammer.
Yeah. Claw hammer is you
Jimmy's play looking confused.
You play
over
the bass
there.
Note with your thumb, and then you play like the other parts with your fingers, and you kind of rake and pluck and.
All right,
mm-hmm. It's kind of like a slap style, but then you play. So I would play you know, but on the guitar. So I'm doing the front beat and the back beat at the
same
time.
And you almost have a little drum, too.
Yeah, I hit it, and I play the guitar like
a
drum.
He's entertaining just to watch play.
I was just going to say, that's pretty common in, like, bluegrass.
Bluegrass.
The thump and getting the percussion off the acoustic part or the wind part of the guitar.
Acoustic is generally just a down strum. It's like the snare, where the upright bass is the bass drum, and then you got the mandolin, and the banjo plays a little claw hammer. But a lot of the guys now play that three-stroke method, which is even harder. But yeah.
So what you're saying is you couldn't play the claw hammer or the saxophone. So
Couldn't do it.
You just threw that thing away then.
I did not play well on the woodwinds.
So you're not going to be in a ska band anytime soon.
No, I don't think so. Don't call me for that. I don't remember how to play that.
Nice. I remember Mighty Short Bus.
Yeah.
Been a while.
That was the early 2000s.
Uh-huh. That was your early band.
It was. Right when I got out of college, I started that band with some buddies. It was like a... Hey, we're graduating from college. We've been jamming in the basement forever. Let's play one show. So my roommate at the time was a Dry Bean, and he got us a show on a Wednesday.
Yeah. On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday, and like 300 of our friends came out.
Wow.
And it was like, I was hooked. I played on the stage, and I got, you know, I just felt that adrenaline rush. I'm like, I want to do this again. So I kept doing it over.
Was that
and over.
The first time you played in front of a fairly large crowd?
Yeah, we had done some open mics before that. Just like as a joke, we'd like, you know, put a skit together and play some music. But that was the first time we actually played a show and got paid for it.
Oh.
And it was a big deal. But yeah, it was ever since then I was bit.
Do you ever think about that night when you're on stage in front of like, say, like an Atwood Fest with thousands of people or Minneapolis with thousands of people?
I do, because the rush of adrenaline is still the same.
Yeah.
Even, you know, 20-some years later, I still get the same feeling. Even on, like, just even like a mediocre show, I still get a rush of adrenaline. Oh, I'm cool. Such a stage junkie. Right.
But it you get nervous before
I do.
A show?
Yeah, I get nervous
all
the time. They
always say that's good, right?
Yeah, I love it. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm used to getting nervous. It's not going to go away. I'll always get nervous. There's been times where I've had like little panic attacks.
Oh, no.
Like when COVID kind of was releasing, we started playing shows again. I remember our first show back was up at Green Lake at the Thrasher Opera House. And I had like a panic attack in the middle of the show. I just didn't know the next words. They didn't come. And the words always just come. As soon as I have the first word, they
You wrote most of the words.
Yeah, and the rest of them just roll off your tongue. Yeah, but they weren't. They were just like, I'm like, what's going on? Where are
That's
the words?
That's fascinating.
I just freaked out a little bit. That, you know, that it hasn't happened since.
Good, so. Good. And and nerves, I've heard, like even Keith Urban talks about, oh yeah, I still get nervous before a show.
Yeah.
But he said, if I don't, then something's wrong.
Yeah, you got to feel that excitement.
Yeah.
Now, we'll talk about your newest band, The Names, in just a moment. So first, let's talk about Wheelhouse. Thousands of shows, 5 albums. I remember when Terry Barr interviewed you for Maximum Inc. Music Magazine back in 2013.
I remember it was on my front porch there. You came to our house and we all sat outside in the sun and talked about music. That was right when the band was starting.
It was called Mighty Wheelhouse.
It was. And there was a reason for that.
Oh.
And we still use that sometimes. But like, okay, so Mighty Short Bus was the thing. And we still had a summer's worth of shows booked. And we got a sponsorship from Shiner Beer.
Yes.
And we had kind of started this side thing with Kenny. And it was Nick and I from Mighty Short Bus. Started the side thing with Mark and Kenny just during the week to play, to make some extra money. It didn't really have a name, you know, it was just something that we were doing. And that kind of became Wheelhouse. And then we're like, we need to kind of merge these two things together. But you guys join our band because we got the summer's worth of stuff booked. Yeah. So we kept the Mighty from Mighty Short Bus and then just kind of transitioned. And we still use the Mighty. It's like if I think our Instagram is Mighty Wheelhouse, you know, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But we just go by Wheelhouse now. But yeah, it was like a transitionary period between the two bands. They kind of melted together.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Well, the 10th annual Ugly Sweater Party, it's coming to the High Noon Saloon tomorrow, Sunday, December 22nd. And Lucas Cates is opening for Wheelhouse. Do you have a collection of ugly sweaters?
I have a few. I have a few, yes.
Where do you get them from?
Same place to get all my clothes. It's usually from eBay or Marketplace. I'm like the kind of guy like scrolls late at night trying to find, you know, musical instruments. I'm like, ooh, that's an ugly sweater. I'll go to Middleton and buy that, you know.
No.
I recycle my clothes. I don't really buy new stuff too much, like any good musician. But
Etta, do you have an ugly sweater, Etta?
Does she have an ugly sweater?
Do you have an ugly sweater?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what is it of?
My dad's.
She raids my closet for my ugly sweaters. That's true.
Give me a high five on that one.
She steals her mom's clothes and my clothes.
Okay, so tell us the details about this show.
So yeah, Lucas Cates' band. Kenny on fiddle with us is in the Lucas Cates' band. So he found out that Jesse, the drummer, was going to come back to Madison from Florida for the holidays. And they're like, can we just throw them on as an opener? And we're all like, heck yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So it'll be the original lineup, Mark, Kenny, Lucas, and
Mark
Jesse.
Mark Noxon coming out of
Retirement. Yeah, Mark Noxon. So hopefully we can get Mark to play with us for a song or two as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so they go on at 3, and they'll play for 45 minutes, and then we'll do 4 to 6.
Yeah.
You know, it's a nice, easy afternoon, so you still have the night to recover and get to work the next day. If you have to work.
Yeah, we've all said we're getting older. We like these afternoon shows.
You'll end up hungover and broken-hearted.
Well, there is a song you wrote about it.
If you're lucky.
If you're going to the show, is an ugly sweater required? Do you get free admission?
No, there's no free admission for sure.
Nothing's free. Yep, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just an excuse to get together and do it. We've been doing it for 10 years. In the beginning, it was a big charity thing. We did a bunch of stuff for Second Harvest. We didn't do it this year. We probably should have, but... in the beginning, the ugly sweater thing was a charity event. And now it's just an excuse for us to get together in the winter and play. Because otherwise, we just play mostly in the summer.
Yeah. Thank you for the excuse.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got your own thing that you're doing now. And you've kind of got a rotating cast of musicians every now and then. Tell us about Frank Martin Bush and the names.
We realized a couple of years ago that the Wheelhouse was going to take a step back and not do as many, because we were doing 250 shows a year, and we just couldn't keep up with that. And I wanted to keep doing it, so I took the bass player. I said, let's start our own little thing. So he's solid, and then Pablo on drums. He's always there. But it was Rin Ribble for a long time. For, you know, she was there every show, and then some personal things happen. Still love Rin. She still comes and plays with us sometimes. But now I got John Friesacker that plays with us sometimes, Chris Wagoner that plays with us sometimes. And once in a while, I'll bring even a steel guitar player from Iowa that plays with us quite a bit.
Oh, that's cool.
But we'll be at the concourse on New Year's Eve down in the hotel lobby there. And then the bar.
Big party at the concourse on
New
Year's.
That's what we're hearing.
It's a big party. It's a great time.
That's a fun show. You're going to have a fun time New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it is fantastic. It's a great hotel, and they put on a great party, you know.
The Governor's Club is fun. Rock, you've been up there. Nice
pool.
Yeah. Get some happy hour refreshments up there.
Oh, yeah. I love the Governor's Club. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
I want to ask Frank just a little bit about, because I'm always so interested in your songs. Every song you write tells a story. Where do you get these from?
That's the gift, is getting, because anybody can write a song. You can come up with music and melody. That's always there. But finding the subject matter is always like, that's the gift that you get, and you don't question where it comes from. You just, you know, sometimes you have an idea because you see something, or you're driving someplace, or you watched a movie, or you read a book and it inspired you to write. Sometimes you're just strumming the guitar and you're mumbling, you know, and you just, like Tom Petty used to, you just strum and you mumble until you start to say things and you start to understand what it is, and then you build off that, you know. But the one thing about writing songs is something you constantly have to do.
Yeah, I bet.
You can't just, I haven't written a song in 4 months, I'm going to write one today. That one's, it's like the first pancake, it's going to suck. It's not going to be very good, so you got to keep writing. And it's usually like the fourth or fifth one you write, they're like, okay, I'm going to share this with people. Because this one's pretty good, I think. But as an artist, you're always like, yeah, it all sucks. You know,
Interesting, though, going to any of your shows, everybody, I swear, knows every word of all of your songs.
I think that, we have a pretty loyal fan base. In the beginning, we did a lot of covers, but we've always been writing it. And even now, there's a couple new songs that we've been trying to get in the studio to record. So there is possibly some new stuff coming out from Wheelhouse in the next year. It's just a matter of getting together. But there's stuff that's been written and everybody's like, oh, we should record this.
I think you said once you had a backlog.
That was another reason for doing the solo project, is I had a backlog of stuff that I thought was pretty good, but people didn't feel it was right for that project or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like the first record was almost all backlog. I've got, the Names has got a second record that's ready to go. We've released, I think, 4 or 5 songs off of it. And then we're going to start to release the rest of them here in the next year. But yeah, we're constantly recording with that band as well.
Forward to it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you guys, I have to say, when we all got to really get to know Etta was during COVID, because Frank did a regular live stream, and very often she was on the show with him, and it was amazing.
Yeah, her and her sister would both come up. And
yep.
Yeah. I'm really sad that I don't do the live streams anymore.
Those were so good.
And I should just bite the bullet and go back up to the attic and turn the, you know, because it was an interesting time. We all had to adapt, and I really enjoyed like the talk show aspect of it.
It was
great. I've always wanted to be like a late night talk show host. Like, that's like my dream job. So it was like, I get to do it. But now, I don't know. I teach music at my kid's school. So like, I get done with work and I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't go upstairs. Yeah. But I've got to, because I miss doing it. And I just miss the reach it had, you know.
And it did. And you had a lot of people.
I would always be surprised. Like, man, 1,000 people would just watch that show. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
See, now you're going to have to do it. And then you can have like guests on. So you can do like a real talk show.
Like your daughter, Etta. She could be playing drums.
She could be be like my Paul Schaefer over there. Max Weinberg.
Yeah.
Up there doing the drums. And
Okay, be careful, because now we're going to bug you about this.
Yeah, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I will start to do it again. I promise.
we'll air it on Max Inc. Radio.
Please do. Oh, please do. Please do.
Totally.
Frank Martin Bush is in the studio with us. The Ugly Sweater Party, the 10th annual Ugly Sweater Party, is at the High Noon Saloon. It's happening tomorrow, Sunday, December 22nd. Lucas Gates is going to be there. Wheelhouse is going to be there. If you have an ugly sweater, put it on. Go have some fun time and see Frank and Wheelhouse and Lucas Cage. Say hi to Lucas for
us. Will do, absolutely.
We
that guy.
Yeah, we played some of his music earlier.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
If people want to follow you, keep up with you, get all the news stories and places, hot hits to get the ugly sweaters, how do we follow you?
Instagram is probably the most checked. Mighty Wheelhouse or Frank Martin Bush. Facebook still too, but and we don't do much with X. or Twitter. We're really not there anymore.
Go to Blue Sky.
Yeah, that's is that where it should be? I'm always looking for that.
Blue Ski.
Yeah. Always, Instagram is always telling me I got to be on Threads now. I'm like, what?
Oh, I know. I've been getting that too. All tiring.
I take the beta. I'm like, ooh, I want to read this. Oh, I got to get Threads.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm, I don't have the time.
Do you still have a website too?
Yeah, we still have websites. Okay. MightyWheelhouse.com, FrankMartinBush.com. Still
perfect. Perfect.
Frank, it's great to see you.
Best.
Appreciate you all. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Great to see you too.
With bells on.
Wait till you see what I'm wearing.
Frank Martin Bush and the Names. I love this song. Turn it up. Is Kiss You on the Cheek. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Better let me kiss you on the cheek. Any time of the day, any day of the week. Even if I'm flying on down that highway. Baby, lean on in, let me love you my way. Better let me kiss you on the cheek. Let me play one on you soft and sweet. Small play of my affection.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Frank Martin Bush there in the Names. The song is called Kiss You on the Cheek. Thanks to Frank for coming in tonight. Always a pleasure to see Frank. You know, so, you know, Kelsey Miles.
Yep.
And Frank Martin Bush. And, of course, Jeffrey James is live in the lair. Mm-hmm. They all have one thing in common. They've been on Max Inc. Radio multiple times over the years.
Aren't we lucky?
And they keep coming back, and we appreciate it. And it's great to hear their stories as their careers progress, you know?
Absolutely.
It's really cool.
I chased Frank down the hallway.
I know you did. You're always chasing Frank down the hallway.
I wanted to know who was playing lead guitar on the song we just heard. Because if you watch Wheelhouse or go to a Wheelhouse show, Nick Adamany is the lead guitar player.
Right.
Frank is just kind of strumming along. Uh-huh. So I said, oh, wow, this song is incredible. Who's the lead guitar player? And he said, Terry, That would now be me.
Mm.
And that's a step up to have to take on that extra role when you're the lead singer. Now you're the lead guitar player too.
Right, right.
And you're leading the band in general. So hats off, Frank. It sounds terrific.
Once again, the 10th annual Ugly Sweater Party is happening tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, December 22nd. Lucas Cates going to be there. He's always a great guy to hear play. Of course, Wheelhouse. And if you had an ugly sweater, fa-la-la-la-la, grab that sweater there. Have you posted the picture of your shirt yet?
No, I have not.
It's a wonderful
You want
shirt.
Me to? Okay.
I love it.
All right.
It's just clever.
It is clever.
It's very clever.
Yes. I've had several people tonight already go, what? And then they had to think about it. Caleb, who is here and works for Civic Media, said, is that a math equation? I go, well, I guess it could be, yes.
Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Live in the Lair with Jeffrey James show coming up in just a couple of minutes here, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And if you want to call and ask Jeffrey questions, you can do that, 844-967-2789. Terry, we've got one more song to play here before the lair from Tyler S.J. You've got some news about Tyler in the next 20 seconds or so.
I do. Tyler S.J., longtime musician out of the Fox Cities, in particular the Appleton area, he decided he had all kinds of holiday songs he had written over the years, but never put it together on an album. So this is a brand new album for the first time holiday songs. And this is just a beautiful song. Lots of fun. He writes his songs. At least these holiday songs are all about family.
And that's perfect for this time of year.
Tyler S.J. and Chill in the Air.
Chill in the air. Turn on the fire, find some flannel to wear. Something warm in your cup, and tip that thing up to the ceiling. Come on, baby, see the snow on the ground. Dig out the decorations, spray them around. Slide them closer to me, hallmark on the TV. What you feeling? I don't ever care, I got a whole month to spare. There's a chill in the air. I get some bored of wearing shorts all the time. Show me your soup recipes, I'll show you mine. Kettle steaming. Home is homier when candles are lit. So bring every Afghan we can hide under it. Gumdrop dreaming. Got footage channels to wear. There's a chill in the air. Chill in the air. Come on, baby, feel that chill in the air. Come on, baby, feel that chill in the air. Come on, baby, feel that chill in the air.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where there was a disturbing attack on a woman who was apparently sleeping on the subway. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch on what happened.
As the train pulled into the station, the suspect calmly walked up to the victim, who was in a seated position at the end of a subway car. The suspect used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds.
Police responded to smoke, and that's how they found the woman who died. CBS News New York's Naveen Dhaliwal says teenagers helped track down the person of interest.
Police say that it was the clear images from surveillance cameras that they were able to put out to the public, and that is what helped catch this person so far. Now, it was three high schoolers who recognized this person of interest on a train near Herald Square, and they called 911.
Millions of people are taking off again for the